Next case.
Case 12,859, Robert L. Cranfield seeks variances from the front yard and side yard setback requirements for existing structures. Sections 115-42, 115-182, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Pine Street within the Rehoboth Manor subdivision. The 911 address is 20641 Pine Street in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 334, map 19.12, parcel 54.01. The applicants are seeking a 2.8-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing 10-by-12 shed, 4.8, and a 2-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement, a 4.1-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for the 12-by-20 shed, a 4.2-foot and a 2-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard, and a 23.1-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for the existing 10-by-16 shed. We have 0 letters of support, 3 letters of opposition, and 3 mail return on that.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Kathy Wright Cranfield, 20641 Pine Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
Robert Cranfield, 20641 Pine Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Floor is yours. You may present your case.
Okay. So we respectfully request front and side yard variances for the following existing structures, which she mentioned. A 12-by-20-foot studio shed, which is used for my jewelry crafting, and a 10-by-12-foot storage shed used for seasonal storage of furniture and yard equipment. A pre-existing shed in the back left corner of the property, which is used for storage, and that was caught by the staff in the office here. Since we do not have a basement or attic, we need external storage for our family of 4 adults. I am actively using the 12-by-20-foot studio shed as a workshop. It is filled with tools, equipment, raw materials, finished products, and display props. And I work there from 4 to 8 hours each day. I need easy access to my car in the driveway for loading and unloading materials. I am disabled, and the proximity to the front of the house and driveway enables me to have safe entry. This shed has been my dream for quite some time. I need to have my own space to work in and create my art. The 10-by-12 shed in the front of the property is used for lawn equipment, tools, and seasonal furniture. My husband needs access to this shed to easily move his equipment while doing lawn work. Within the next 1 to 2 years, we anticipate Robert's mother moving from Connecticut and living with us full time. And we will need this extra storage capacity to accommodate her belongings. The backyard is currently not a feasible option for the placement of the sheds, because on the right side of the house, we have existing ground level decking, patio, and garden beds. Access to the backyard on the left side of the house is blocked due to the placement of the pre-existing storage shed and the back corner of the house. And there's 10 feet 6 inches between the house and the back and the shed. Our backyard is 18.8 feet from the 5-foot fence setback. There is also utility access to propane tank and AC unit. There are also large trees, our back door steps, and crawl space accesses. The backyard also has a flooding problem due to new construction on the left or north side of our property. 2 new homes were constructed with elevated solid poured foundations where the rainwater used to flow to the county ditches. It has been filled, forcing water into the back of our property. We are now the lowest property on our side of the street. The front of our house is set back from Pine Street 35 feet, And this seriously limits the ability for us to use our backyard, limiting the size of the backyard. We use our front yard more for entertainment and hanging out since there's more space to do so. Our neighborhood has no HOA and each property is developed uniquely. Nothing is cookie cutter and we like it that way. Please note that this is our primary residence and we only own one home. The other folks on our street are all part-time residents and own other homes. So please considerably favor our variance proposition. Would you like me to read the responses that to the adjustment application?
I don't feel you need to.
Okay.
We have them here. Questions? So how did this come to light? You received a violation in the mail or?
That's correct.
Okay.
In person.
And in person. How long had the new shed been?
The two new sheds were installed, I believe, in the beginning of August. It was probably before that. But several months now.
This year, ma'am?
This year.
The people you bought the sheds didn't raise the issue of needing a variance?
No.
No.
Who'd you buy them from?
Portable Buildings in Milford.
There was a second violation notice about no permit obtained.
That's true.
Did you think about getting a building permit or?
We were told by a contractor and some other neighbors that because it was considered a portable building, you didn't need a permit. So that was my mistake.
So ma'am, if let's concentrate on your 20 by 12 work area shed. You've indicated that arrived this past summer.
Mm-hmm.
Was there another shed there before that one?
No, we had trees there and bushes and a ground level flower bed there. In last November, we had a storm come through and destroyed some of those trees. So that kind of prompted the tree removal, and when the tree removal destroyed the flower beds
and
the bushes and our fence that we had up.
And ma'am, you didn't indicate that you have a let's call it a commercial work area where you do your jewelry work. Is that correct?
Yes.
In that shed. And so before the shed arrived, where was that work being done?
It was done in the living room, the dining room, every room in the house, even I stored stuff in the bedroom. So needless to say, everyone is happy that it's out.
Shifting over to the backyard and the 12 by 10 movable shed in the back, can you, what's the age of that? How long has it been here?
It's 30 plus years. It was there when the house was purchased.
Okay.
The property was purchased. Pre-existing house. We, about 13 years ago, had a new house built there.
And is this lot is already subject to small lot accommodations or not?
Yes, it could. It's subject to the small lot.
So it currently benefits from the small lot provision.
Right. And these sheds would allow to be 5 feet from the line without that as well? Is that what?
Benefits from the small lot ordinance, and it's a double lot.
And the sheds are less than 600 square feet, so they can be 5 feet from the property line.
Okay, but the sheds in question are less than 5 feet?
Correct.
Okay.
Less than 5 feet, and they also encroach in the front yard, too.
Right.
And the front yard.
Thank you.
So I would like to, we do have some opposition, and I'll bring out a couple points that they brought up. Let's see. I don't know if I should just read this whole thing and then say. The neighbor to our north says our community does not have an HOA. In the absence of an HOA, we are relying on the county's setbacks. Most importantly, the setback requiring structures to be 30 feet from the road. We are actually 35 feet from the road. There's a 5 foot and 30 foot is our home. So we're 35 feet back.
I think they're referring to the sheds. You need a front yard variance for the sheds.
Right, but I just want to call out here that requiring that structures be 30 feet from the road, our house is actually 35. I just want to clarify that, that's all.
Okay.
Under the uniqueness of the property, they bring up that the applicant's lot, however, was enlarged approximately 20 years ago through acquisition of approximately 10 additional feet on the south side of this lot and from the adjacent neighbor. This makes the applicant's lot size larger than most of the lots in the neighborhood. The sheds in question are located within this additional area obtained from the previous owner of the adjacent property. That is an incorrect statement. It's actually the opposite. We, prior to this property being purchased, 10 feet was given or sold to the owner of the property on the south side. So if you can see, the front of our lot is 90 feet, not 100. So the lot to the south of us has 10 extra feet.
Sir, you're more than welcome to be sworn in and testify if you like.
Yeah, I just was.
Mr. Sharp can swear you in.
He's already been sworn in.
Already is, I'm sorry. Yep. Okay.
Part of the point is our backyard, the one next to us on the south side, they have a larger backyard. It's not set back as far back as ours is, and ours only has 18 feet from the house to the fence. To try to put a shed back in there, I would literally be walking out my steps into the shed, and you know, that's with the 5 feet off the fence. The accommodation I can see doing is taking the small shed and putting it in the back and replacing. The reason this other shed's still there is because it has things in it. They're still dry, and I'd like to have a shed back there, and I can put the stuff in there and remove that other shed.
So, I want to understand this right. You're talking about the shed to the rear, the 10 by 12, right?
Yeah.
You want to remove that shed and move one of your other sheds in that?
Right. I want to be able to put the other 10 by
the
shed,
new one.
The small
in
one.
In the back corner.
Yeah, the small one.
We're just kind of doing things in steps as money.
Is there a reason why you can't remove the 10 by 12 and put the 10 by 16 in that corner but comply with the setback?
It'd be too close to our house. There's right in the back of where that, you see that huge area in back of that back shed? That's all a drainage problem that I have. I have water come in through the whole backyard from the down the hill, because there's a hill literally coming down to our property, and the water flows under the fence of the back one, and it flows from the fence to the next door neighbor in the back, and it flows from the new houses that are parked on the north. So I have a lot of serious problem with drainage, and the reason that's only been, I put in, our family put in a drainage pipe to the street on our property and created a drainage out to the road from that back corner. Now it's overwhelmed because of all the different properties that are draining water, because the two on the north have now, where floodplain, they did not create any kind of drainage. They filled in the county ditch that ran across the back. I still maintain a back ditch in my yard for the county water drainage.
And the other thing in the opposition is under not created by the applicant. They mentioned that the applicants claim that one remaining structure in the back of the property that has been in place for more than 30 years cannot be moved is dubious, as the recently demolished structure was in place for a considerable amount of time and was removed. So actually, what we had removed, we had some cleanup in our backyard, we had some old decking, and this, what he's that gentleman is referring to as a shed, is that was actually a lean-to structure that became unappealing and degraded, and we had that removed. Let's see. And then the other thing in that opposition is the drainage issue was not created by us, when he states that it was created by us. It's not created by us, as he stated earlier.
I do have a question. Is that fence, like on the, if you're looking at the right-hand side of the of this right here, what we have up on the screen, on the right-hand side of it, is that fence still standing?
No.
It says a leaning fence.
It was taken out.
It was?
By
the tree.
Okay, just making sure. It says it's a leaning wooden fence. Okay, so you have the shed, and it's 2 inches. Am I correct in saying it's 2 inches from the property line? How is that roof peaked on the shed?
Pardon?
How is the roof peaked
on the
shed?
Which shed?
The 12 by 20.
It's a low peak shed.
So the where I'm getting with this is if you were to come, is there grass back there?
In the backyard? Yes.
No, behind the shed.
No.
What's there currently? Stone?
Uh-huh.
Okay. If there was a storm and water was shedding off of that roof, would it affect your neighbors?
No, but I have stone drainage all through my old driveway, and I've installed French drains in my driveway to absorb the water.
Let me ask this. Where it's peaked, the movable shed,
right?
Is it peaked towards your neighbor's house?
It's angled, yes. There's a space behind it, but there is still stone and gravel there. But that lot is always flooded because they never did anything about drainage there.
Okay.
I've done everything I can on my property to slope the water towards the front as much as I can, and in the sides down to stone or towards the drain on the right. And the left side of my driveway is the drainage.
Okay. Does it have some kind of guttering on the back of it then?
Not as yet, no. We ran into this problem before I got to that.
What about the other 10 by 16 shed? I mean, that's pretty close also.
10 by 12.
I have a 20 by 12, and I have a 16 by 10. That's pretty close to the line too. The same, I pose the same questions for that. Because if you have water that is coming off of a roof and it's affecting your neighbor, that's an issue.
No, I understand that, yes.
In both these instances, I think it's close enough to cause an issue. So that's why I was asking about gutter. You know, how do you maintain that? How do you power wash it and stay on your property? How do you, if you wanted to, is it just siding?
I can walk behind it.
Yeah, but if you walk behind it, you're obviously going to be on your neighbor's property.
No, I'm on mine.
With a 2-inch from, if
that's power one wa- corner of the, one corner of the shed sticks there. That's only to make it so it actually looks square with the property rather than a super angle.
Would it be safe to say that even in the middle of that property, it's a little bit less than a foot away from the property line, even in the middle of that shed?
Probably a foot and a half, 2 foot.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you still feel like you could maintain that and stay on your property?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Have you had conversations with that neighbor about this, about that subject?
Actually, they never came to us to discuss the problem to begin with, which would have been neighborly, and I would have understood what they were talking about, and we could have addressed it. And
before ever getting this far, but since we're here, they did do some opposition, and it pretty much follows the other gentleman's opposition. Let's see, there was.
Ma'am, before you move that, you made the comment it would have been neighborly had your neighbors approached you if they had a complaint. Did you approach them before you placed the two sheds?
We did not.
They actually weren't.
It was off season.
Around. It was off season time.
We didn't really think about it because, quite honestly, they have a shed right on our property line. They pretty much set the precedence.
That's that blue shed in the back?
That green, yeah. Okay. It's green, yeah.
Green, okay, thank you.
It matches their house, very nice.
And it sits right along the line to where I need to put in a fence.
Yeah, so this is all sort of like phase one of things we're doing to improve our property. We have intentions and quotes to get a fence in around our property, and their shed would be in the way for that, but that's for next week. And we would like to get decking on the front of our house that has a handicap ramp as well, so that I can easily have that. Because, you know, we're aging. His mom was going to be coming and living with us, and I don't do steps well at all. And we need to be able to install a ramp from the deck up, and then I can walk easily out to get into the shed.
Okay.
But as we've stated, and we discussed it quite a bit today, we would be, you know, willing to, if we could leave my shed where it is, the big one, we will move or remove the one that's closest to the road.
And do you do you understand that if there had been knowledge of applying for a building permit?
I do now.
And the building permit process, if they had indicated that you weren't able to place the two sheds that you have there now, because it wouldn't comply with code,
right,
where would you have put the sheds?
I wouldn't have got one that was 20 foot long.
Probably a different purchase decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
I want to verify a couple things. You said there's some decks on the property. Are those all ground level decks? Okay,
yes.
So they're not elevated?
Right.
The thing that this board has to take into consideration with all of its applications is what is, with all the variance application, I should say, is what is the uniqueness to your property? What is unique about it, and does that uniqueness create an exceptional practical difficulty from which you cannot develop the property? The other part of that is you have to demonstrate that it's the minimum variance to afford relief. In other words, if you can do better, then you're supposed to do better. So if you can make something more compliant, you're supposed to do that. And sometimes that involves hard choices, such as maybe I need to remove something so that this can go on the property. Since this, you know, you've mentioned that you're willing to move these things around, and I understand that you did this without a permit and did it without consulting with the county before placing these on the property. And that, I see head nodding, so I'm assuming that's correct.
Yeah.
But have you explored other options as to being able to locate these structures in compliance with the code at all?
Well, that's what I was talking about, was with putting a small shed in back. The large sheds, for her needs, she needs the large space anyways with the shed. And
is there a reason why that open space to the front corner of the house on the other side would not suffice? Is there something there that would block that?
Oh, garden beds.
Yeah, it looks larger on this survey than it is. There is a visual, but it would still require a variance. I mean, we really couldn't fit it there.
I'm not a draftsman, but just by eyeballing it, it would seem that it would probably fit within that building envelope or be pretty doggone close to it. Mr. Werfel, have you taken a look at that?
I agree with that. I think it can be moved in conformity. I really do.
In your lot, you mentioned that the rear is 100 feet, but the front is only 90 feet. But it still appears that this is a significantly larger lot from looking at the tax maps than your neighboring
properties.
It's
a double lot. And instead of splitting it and putting two houses on, which I can't afford to do, I'm not rich. And we were trying to work with what we had, but the problem is now it's like 18 feet from the house, from the equipment that's there, the gas tank, the air conditioning, and the steps out the back door. That cuts it down even a couple more feet, 2 to 3 feet more.
But would you agree that you have a larger building envelope than your neighbors upon which to put structures?
Yes. I wish all the lots that were double lots stayed double lots in my neighborhood, but they didn't.
The neighboring shed on the lot to, I think it's lot four, you said that you're trying to put a fence up and you're not able to put a fence there because of the location of the neighbor's shed?
Yeah, it's a long, runs along the whole fence, whereas this one here only runs to the corner, and then it runs out and leaves a wedge in back of those two sheds right now.
So so you believe that your sheds would not prohibit you from being able to put a fence up along the shared boundary line?
No, not at all.
But you believe your neighbors would?
Yes.
You said the dwelling that was placed in 2011, is that right? You replaced the home then?
Yes, our home?
Yeah,
yes,
it was 2011.
But the shed in the rear was there prior to your ownership?
Uh-huh. Yes.
And it's not something that can be easily moved into compliance?
Well,
we had someone, a contractor, come and look at it, and it said, no way, it'll fall apart.
It'll fall apart if you try to move the rear shed? Okay. Trying to see if I have any. Where you had mentioned there's a gas line. Where is that gas line at? What side of the house?
The AC unit and the steps in the back.
Okay, so it runs to the width of the house?
Right into the house, yeah.
All right. And you have no well or septic on this property? It's all public utilities?
Yes.
All right, I have no further questions at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes.
You may have a seat.
Thank you.
Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
I need you to press that button again.
Good evening. Dana Monzo. My address is 20651 Pine Street, Rehoboth Beach.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Oh, press that button again. Just leave it on. There you go.
Okay. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I submitted a letter on behalf of my husband and myself. I'm here to answer any questions that you have and to point out a few or to respond to some points that the applicants have made in their testimony today. First of all, to our knowledge, there are only three adults living in that residence at this time, not four. The sheds appeared at some point in the spring. I'm not sure when they came. We are not full-time at 20651 Pine Street. When I arrived in April, I found two sheds and located in the front yard. And it was causing some consternation amongst other neighbors on the street. As you may have seen, there were some other objections submitted. And I was made aware that one shed was being put in by a neighbor, but when I got down, I saw that there were actually two. So anyway, we do object to the current placement of the sheds. We do not object to or open to discussions of needed variances for placement of the sheds in different locations. We want to be reasonable. We just don't want to set a precedent in the neighborhood for front yard sheds, and also it obstructs our view of the street, and we think it creates a safety issue.
Questions?
Ma'am, which property is yours? Can you show me on the screen up
there?
Sure
thing.
Which, sorry, show me again. I missed that.
We're right here.
Right there. Okay, yeah. Perfect. Okay.
I believe it's lot four as shown on this survey.
Right, so here. Do you also have a shed that's right on the property line?
Yes, and we have a hearing next week, which I did acknowledge in my opposition letter.
Okay. All right. So your application is pending?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And I will say that I will confirm that Mr. and Mrs. Cranfield, who stated that they were told that a shed did not need a permit, we had the same issue. We were told the same thing. So at least as to that and the need for a building permit, it was also our understanding in communications with people, misinformation that we were given, that a movable shed did not require a building permit. So I will say we had that same misinformation.
Many of the people who sell sheds are really just retailers, and they don't know, and they may be telling people things they shouldn't. So
I'm just letting you know that I will acknowledge that I had the same misinformation that they did. So anyway, any other questions?
Yes, you mentioned the sheds in the front yard. Is that unique to the neighborhood?
Yes, and I did note that in my opposition letter. There are significant amounts of sheds in that neighborhood that do not comply with the county setbacks. That seems to be the character and standard in the neighborhood, that they are within 5 feet, many of the sheds, but they are all in the rear of the property. I understand there may be one shed that has it's on Canal Street that may have a front yard shed, and I know a complaint was made about that, but I don't know what came of that.
Mr. Sharp, anything?
Just a couple questions. The shed, we're also here for a variance for the shed on the other side of the property in the rear. Do you have a position on that shed?
I do not.
The applicants also testify that there's some drainage issues in the rear yard. Are you aware of any drainage issues in their property?
I am not aware of any drainage in the rear yard. The entire street has flooding issues on the front yard, along the front yards of the street. When the water gets too high, everybody seems to have some drainage issues, but I'm not aware of any backyard drainage issues.
Do you think there's enough space on the applicant's property they could relocate those sheds on their property based on your understanding of their lot?
I haven't physically measured. I think that there seems to be, depending on how you reconfigure the sheds in the backyard, there's a possibility, but I haven't done the math to say how what could or could not fit.
No further questions. Thank you.
Is the just visually from your stance, is the elevation of your backyard the same as your neighbor's?
I believe theirs is actually slightly higher than our yard, but it's generally a pretty flat part of town.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else present that would like to speak in opposition? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 128.
Your Honor, Mr. Chairman, before I have it, I don't know if you want to give the applicants an opportunity to rebut.
Would you like to come up and say anything in rebuttal to her testimony? You can call me your Honor if you'd like.
Long day in court.
Thank you. At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12859 for Mr. Robert Cranefield and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case number 12859 for Robert Cranefield for the requested variances pending final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The difficulty is created by the applicant and not by the uniqueness of the property. And I will note that this is already benefiting from the small lot ordinance. These sheds, I do believe, can be moved in compliance and a variance is not necessary.
Second.
A motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reason stated.
And Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, your case is denied.
5-0.
5-0.
You're discounting yourself, Mr. Chairman.
Well, I don't count all the time. Motion to adjourn?
Would the board want me to send a letter to that? Yes. Shed company as well.
We should do that. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.